Welcome to the Asylum Metal Radio. We're out and about and hitting the phone lines. From Sweden, we received the band Apocalypse Orchestra. And on vocals and guitars, I welcome Michael. Tell me about your background. Fill us in. Catch us up to speed.
Well, we started about 4 years ago in the band. I've played together before in different forms. But we felt that no one was doing this, the real medieval metal stuff. And we really love medieval music and folk music and metal, so we thought this match made in heaven or hell, depending on what you... And we have been very well received, and people think that we have a unique sound.
What kind of inspiration do you guys pull that music from, or musical backgrounds do you guys come from?
Me and Eric, we have been playing medieval music and folk music, mostly Swedish folk music, for quite some time, so... We have picked up a lot of melodies from medieval fairs, or ren fairs, I think you call them in the States.
Uh-huh.
We buy records, and YouTube is a very good source for medieval music.
The album is titled The End Is Nigh.
Yeah.
All the members, of course, you can check out the lineup and more information on Facebook, Apocalypse Orchestra. But as far as this album goes... What went into the individuals coming together and putting into this album? What was the writing style like?
When we started this, it was only me and Eric, and we were writing songs together. It usually starts with a medieval melody or a riff. We use the computer a lot, and we record a lot of stuff. It's a lot of testing different things. Since we don't write anything while rehearsing, we have, like, writing sessions.
Oh, yeah.
After a while, we bring in the other guys so they can tell us what sucks and what's okay.
And I love the description of the album, which focuses on tales of plague, hail, meaninglessness, and war and suffering. Very dark material, but very, very thoughtful as well, lyrically. It takes a lot of knowledge and education to put lyrics into music like this.
We think a lot about that because we want to look at it from another angle, because... As you say, in metal, it's a lot about glory and battle and Vikings and action and stuff like that. But in reality, I don't think the medieval or the Dark Ages was a very pleasant time to be alive.
Right.
Since the commoner, maybe you lose half of your children before they turn 10.
Mm-hmm.
And like the soldier on the battlefield, most of them weren't really happy to be there, probably.
Right.
Like the peasant soldier who had to fight for some rich person. So we want to show that part of the Dark Ages. And there was, well, a glory in battle for a few chosen knights. And we like the historical oddities as well, like the plague doctors and the flagellants.
Yes.
They are quite strange.
And I think that dark mystery is a little bit of what has captured our interest today with current film and TV. Check them out on social networks, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and apocalypseorchestra.com. And that means it's time for some tunes. Let's play one off the new record. Tell me about this one.
It's based on a painting by Hieronymus Bosch, a painter from, I think it's like 15th century or something. And he made a painting with a lot of strange details. This is Michael from Apocalypse Orchestra, and this is our song, The Garden of Earthly Delights, from our debut album, The End Is Nigh.